We on? Hey, yo.
Fire burns.
Burning. I wish it was burning, but it's freezing. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And
yes, it is us. It is me. It is you. It's everyone who wants to be here. It's all of our friends. It is the Carolyn and Joe Show! Keeping it alive every single week, bringing you the opinions, the news that we like to do, called our show, our podcast. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good.
Are you warm? Are you cold?
What's going on? Every time you do that effect with the Joe Show! I feel like my ears are bursted. Yeah. I'm just like, ah!
Education to the fullest. Our bursted is here.
A bursted.
Joe Show!
Outer space.
I hope everyone out there is doing pretty awesome. Keeping warm. It is wintertime. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Do you know what I heard? I heard it was the coldest week in the past 100 years.
What, in the D.C. area?
I don't know about just ever. D.C. I think, like, past 100 years.
It always seems like every single day or every single other day, people are like, oh my god, it's snow. Here comes the cold front. My god, we're gonna die. Doesn't anyone realize we're in an ice age? This is the apocalypse. It's over, guys. My dream has come true. It is coming to an end. It is coming
to an end. Is that how you want it to come to an end of Ice Age? Because, like, that's not the way I want to go out. Like, I don't want to freeze to death. That's, like, actually frightening.
Yes.
How would you rather die? Burning or freezing?
I would not want to burn. I'll tell you that right now.
What about freezing?
I would not want to freeze.
So neither?
Neither.
You have to pick one.
No, I don't. I don't want to die like that. I don't want to die like that.
So, like, we can get on this later, because I feel like my news music is coming up in about 10 seconds.
5, 4, 3,
countdown.
2, 1, kick it.
Yeah! It's time for Carolyn News Segment. So, I want to let you guys know that in February, actually on February 13th, which is a Thursday, 2014, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be taking part in an art show called Cartoons, and it's at University of the District of Columbia. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be at Gallery 42, which I don't know where that is, but apparently there's a giant parking garage across the street, and there's a parking garage at UDC. Maybe I'll post a map if I have some time. I'll post it online on curls-studio.com, but it might take me a couple days, so be on the lookout for that. But anyway, yeah, that's the opening reception, is the day before Valentine's Day. So that's how you can remember. It's February 13th at 6:30 p.m. So yeah, that should be exciting. Thanks to Teresa Roberts-Logan, who has been a guest on the Carolyn and Joe Show, for organizing this art show. I think it's going to be spectacular. I need to frame some stuff. Don't know what I'm going to put in the show just yet, but it'll be a surprise. And who knows, maybe I might put in, like, an older piece that, like, hasn't been up on the walls in years.
Well, if you just put up, like early, like, elementary school stuff.
Yeah, like, I'll dig that out.
And then people will be like, wow, I love how she really captured, like, that youthfulness, like, that childish, the innocence. It's always when people think of child or kids, they always think of, like, innocent. And we all know, growing up, that's not true.
They're the angels. But anyway,
the future.
The children are the future. So yeah, maybe you might see, like, one of my finger painting pieces of artwork up. I don't know yet what I'm gonna put up, but we'll see. So that should be exciting, trying to get ready for that show. I'll work on it. But yeah,
and that's
cartoons.
What, like, in 2 weeks? A week and a half?
It's on February 13th.
So it's about a week and a half?
I haven't been keeping track, because there's so much, man. I really think, like, it's crazy, because 2014 is, like, totally kicking my ass so far. We're not even, like, through the first, you know, I guess it's January into February at this point, so we're already like 1/12 done of the year. That's amazing. Gosh, I just feel like 2014 is going to be one of those years that just breezes right by, all of a sudden I'm like, what?
It's not going to exist until 2015. People will be like at the beginning of 2015, be like, oh my God, I can't believe all that stuff happened in 2014. Maybe 2014 is one of those years. It's like a black hole year where many things bad happen and people are just like, oh, fuck you off. Fuck it off.
I mean, I can't say this year has been bad so far, but it's just been like really hectic and really it's just like swarming like a tornado. Does that make sense? Like it's just like boom, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
That's not how a tornado comes in. It doesn't do a boom.
What does it do?
It does like a twirl, a twist.
A twirl. It's like,
whoa.
Actually,
whoa,
that's more. Maybe, yeah, that's more actually what it is. It's like, it's throwing me like twists. It's throwing me like twists and turns. It's not like a bam. So I stand corrected or I sit corrected, and I will say it's not like a bam. It's like, I'm getting tossed around.
Any other news coming up? We still got 1 minute left in Carolyn's news segment.
What other news? We are having some upcoming tour dates. I think I booked something in May, and then in April, we have Awesome Con, which is the weekend of Easter, and it's that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think the Friday night is just like an evening thing. I'll have to double check. But I heard Andrew WK is going to be there. That's going to be pretty awesome.
He is going to be there. A lot of great people are going to be there.
Do you know when Andrew WK is performing, if it's on the Friday night or Saturday night?
I believe it's on Saturday night.
Okay, good. So then I can see that. Yeah! Andrew WK! I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be partying hard. But yeah, Awesome Con.
Just to be clear, though, it's a solo performance by Andrew WK. He's not going to be there with his band.
So what does he do in a solo performance?
I guess that's what people are going to find out.
I think he does like motivational speeches. I've heard he's been like going to some churches and doing motivational speeches.
And doing workout jams.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty cool guy, so I'm excited just to like be in his presence, you know? So, but it will be fun to see what he does, like a one-man show. That's pretty impressive.
And that's the Carolyn's News, everybody.
Yeah, that's
Yay,
my news.
Carolyn's News.
Yeah.
I love the Carolyn's News. So it's good to start your show with Carolyn's News. Like every other good show, it should start with news.
So speaking of, like, we were talking earlier about, like, how you want to go out, how you want to die.
Well, I want to...
Which is exciting because it's like, you know, what do you couldn't pick between...
Well, on the same sense of how you want to go out, like, I can't escape the fact that we started the show with a CM Punk's theme song, and we have to talk about it. We have to talk about CM Punk leaving the WWE. Like, I called you this morning to do that. That was such a big thing to run rampant.
So are the rumors true, or what's the deal? Because I haven't, like,
what we're going to be here, we're going to speculate right now. No one really knows the truth. No matter, let's be honest with the whole entire world. Unless you're CM Punk and Vince McMahon or any of those people, you do not know anything. No matter if you have a blog, if you have a podcast like we do, if you're a part of the real news, if you're part of any of that, you guys don't know shit.
What is the real
shit.
News? But what, I don't even know what real news is.
It's that's the thing. That's the thing. There's what real news. Everyone has some sort of news. Literally, when you go look at any feed, you look at anything, and this is just my opinion, of course. This is filmmaker Joe Carbeo's opinion, and this is Karen Bolevsky, cartoonist, designer extraordinaire's opinion. But, you know, when you look at all that stuff, everyone is announcing news. Is it true? Is it not? I don't know. But right now, I mean, that's what it's become. That's what everything's become. It's just like a news. It's a feed. It's a news feed. Everyone has their own news feed. Is it true? Is it not? I don't know. No one's really going to go as far as speculated. But right
now, how did you find out about this?
I found out that CM Punk.
Where were you?
What, no, let's not go. Let's not go cliche like that. But but like I found out about when CM Punk. You know, I found out about that news this early this morning, basically from today, when I was loading my gear up to go to a shoot, and I checked my when I was waiting for my assistant to show up. I checked my phone because I got a Facebook tag. And I checked that Facebook tag because I was like, who's tagging me on Facebook?
Facebook.
And then I looked at it and it said like breaking news, someone leaves, major star leaves leaves WWE.
And who is who?
And of course,
who did you think it was at first?
I really
just hearing that headline.
I actually thought it was gonna be like a minimal person. You know what I mean? But in my head, I was like breaking news. I mean, I was thinking it was gonna be first thought I thought it was gonna be Daniel Bryan.
Did you think it was Bad News Barrett?
No, I was not thinking it was gonna be Bad News Barrett. But you know, it had to be a major star. So whatever counted as one of those major stars. So it's either gonna be John Cena or it's gonna be something else. So the first thing that when it first popped up, it said CM Punk leaves WWE, and that just like blew my mind. You know, I was like, holy crap, that's nuts. You know, that's like completely ridiculous. I have no idea. Stop doing that. It's distracting. But like when I saw that was like, I don't know. The first notion is like, I'm sad. You know, I'm sad. CM Punk is gone. You know, I was a massive fan of CM Punk.
Hero.
I still am. You know,
it's
really distracting for me to talk about another guy if you're too busy rubbing your own tits in my face here. How can anyone focus on that?
I have an itch.
Speaking of tits, I will start talking. We'll go back into the CM Punk stuff, but since we're in the middle of the CM Punk stuff, I will go and right now let the cat out of the bag. Actually, yeah, I might do it. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. The rumors have been out there that Astray Productions has joined up with a very awesome partnership that everyone who's ever seen my work is absolutely going to love. And I'm actually like really, really excited about it. We're getting the stuff done this weekend, working with some great people about making the media, and we're in charge of viral media and making sure this cause gets out there. But right now, I'm about to let the cat out of the bag. And you know what? The partnership that Astray Productions has teamed up with is going to be, you're going to find out next Tuesday on the next week's Carolyn Joe Show, suckers. Next week, you'll find out. You'll see it. I'll announce it.
The cat is put back in the bag.
The pussy has been stuffed, guys. The pussy has been stuffed. Eat it.
So back to Punk.
So CM Punk left. That's what the rumors say. That's what all the dirt sheets say. That's what everyone's saying.
What if it's a work?
But that's the thing. That's what we're here to talk about. Back during the Summer of Punk Day, it was all that. That's what it was all about. We can speculate right now, but that's what that was all about. You know, like his negotiations, him leaving. You know what I mean? And we all bought it. And Punk has always been about working people, crossing that line, making it blurry. You know what I mean? So that was the first thing that everyone's thought was, is this a work? Is this for real? Is CM Punk really leaving? You know, or is it another?
Threatened it before.
Yeah.
So it's, in a way, it's like nothing new. But I guess like hearing the headline is kind of shocking because it's like, whoa, because no one wants him to really leave.
But that's the question we're posing today. Do we think it's a work? Is it warranted? Or is it real? Let's go to the table.
Well, I know a lot of people are upset about the Batista thing.
So, and why should we be upset about the Batista? In your own words.
I'm personally not upset. I'm like, it's more
describe
like,
the Batista thing for people who know.
From what I understand, Batista is like a big guy wrestler. He used to wrestle a handful of years ago, but he left about maybe 4 years ago. So we haven't seen him in like 4 years. And then now all of a sudden he came back. Which is fine.
You know, he has that movie coming out. He needs something to promote. And I guess WWE needs another new star. I don't know.
Well, he's not a new star, but they need a
star.
I mean, the thing is, he's friends with Triple H, who's like married to Stephanie McMahon, which is Vince McMahon's daughter. So he's basically like the throne under Vince McMahon. So he, you know, he's basically like the high up of WWE right now.
Yeah.
And so I guess from what I've heard is Triple H is like giving all of his friends pushes, which, you know, makes sense because I'm kind of like, oh, that's how it is in the real world. So yeah, it doesn't really like surprise me, you know.
But
on the other hand, it is like, man, the people who like work harder
year in,
year
day
year
in, day out,
like
right?
Someone like a Daniel Bryan.
Or CM Punk.
Or CM Punk are like smaller guys.
Or even a Kofi Kingston. Anyone who's been there every week, every day, making that money working. You know what I mean?
But the thing is like there's always going to be those different body shapes. There's going to be those guys like Batista that's like, wow, look at that guy. He's muscular. He's a wrestler. He's like a phenom of the human race. You know, like that type of guy. But then you're going to have like a guy like CM Punk who like, if you didn't know he was a wrestler, he looks like just a regular dude.
Like, I mean, that's the thing people have been saying, you know?
That's part of his appeal, though, you know? So, on that end...
Because like, CM Punk never chose to be Mr. Muscly Guy, Mr., you know?
So, I think it's like an old school vision, though, to be like, I'm gonna be beefed up and I'm gonna be a wrestler, you know? But then if you think about, like, the average public who doesn't follow wrestling as much, that's probably what they think of wrestlers.
And it's funny because, like, you know...
They wouldn't think of the body shape of CM Punk.
And a lot of times when you see people watching like UFC and you see those UFC fighters, a lot of the guys, unless they're like massively super heavyweight guys, even with Anderson Silva and all those guys, they're not like super jacked, you know?
Well, also, I know that like you were telling me once about how you can train your body to look like a different body shape.
Yeah.
But how does one even go about looking like something like a Batista?
Like, lift fast, you know, it's...
Because I just can't even see, like... obviously, I'm a woman. I know there are female bodybuilders out there. But I just... I can't even, like, envision someone, like, looking like Batista in a way.
Well, if you think about, though, personally, I feel like your body is a representation of the work that you do, you know what I mean, and the work that you're trying to do, and it's that, and it's its function. So it's like, you know, my idea is like, well, if you're gonna be sitting in a chair all day, well, your butt is protecting your ass, so it's gonna get better, bigger, so it gets more cushion, right? But if you're constantly like lifting stuff, of course your arms are gonna get stronger because it needs to get stronger, and that's sort of how like functionings matter. If you're stretching it, like dancers have a dance shape that are. Their butt, their legs, what they're using is getting stronger. Even though sometimes you see a dancer and they may not be absolutely cut, but they're super strong. You know what I mean? And they got that. They know it. The being cut and all that stuff, that's like diet and that's like showmanship, you know? Or, you know, from what I think. But like, if you want to be, like, say, like a muscle bound dude.
Like a Batista. Like do you even get that big? Does he just like work out the gym for 6 hours a day?
That's what I assume. You work out and you just get jacked. And like, but like that's also like for show, you know. A lot of times, if you aren't backing that up with, say, like, you know, uses for it, you know, like, you know, actually like working
like
on
like manual labor.
Because if you look at even like Brock Lesnar, he's big, but he's like, you know, that's an athletic big. You know what
but
I mean?
But his legs look like stilts to me.
But they don't. At the same time, he actually has big legs.
You know what's crazy too? Because now that I'm sitting like all the time now,
yeah,
is like sometimes I'll be sitting for like 6 hours and then I'll get up and my legs does feel like stilts, like Great Khali, and I'm like trying to wobble and like go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's not really cool. Like, I don't know how I can move my body because, like, I mean, obviously these guys get pretty much like paid to work out, you know.
Well, let's think about it, though. You have those runners.
How can a normal person like even get to the gym?
But look, you've seen the online. They have those pictures of like the nude people in different body shapes. Like, you know, you see the swimmers. They have like really big arm, like shoulder, like strong V-shaped shoulders. And then you see the runners who are like really slim, but they're really strong. You know, legs. So it's like sometimes even like the thickness. It's like it. You know, like there's different. Like like Anderson Silva, who like just broke his leg the other day. He was known as like the best UFC fighter. You know what I mean? But he was like a snake. You know, like he was like a wire string and pop. You know, those are still strong too, even though he's not big and bulky, but he doesn't need to be.
Yeah, so I feel like Batista is like muscular for show.
He's definitely for show.
I'm not gonna like dismiss his body. But he obviously like worked hard to look like that, but it is like personally a little too much for me. It's like, whoa, you're way jacked up. And then he has like these veins like under his armpit, and it's like, I don't know, I guess like what am I to say? You know, he's Batista. He's a WWE superstar. But I'm just saying, like, his veins are very noticeable. It's not just, like, a little bit. It's, like, a full-on roadmap.
It actually looks
disturbing because I'm like, ugh.
And he could be, from possibility, he could be one of the reasons why supposedly CM Punk left. Because you have a guy like CM Punk putting the best matches on the pay-per-view, working, holding the company up, one of the cornerstones, busting his ass, wanting to have, you know, he's a goal-oriented guy from what I hear, and he wanted to have that main event in WrestleMania before his contract is up in July. You know, he wants that, but then you have Batista coming in and then winning the Rumble, and then now he gets a main event spot, and it's like, where does that leave CM Punk? And then from what we saw from Raw the other day, now it's leaning towards Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania. So you have Batista and Orton at WrestleMania main event, and then you have Triple H and Daniel Bryan, one of the main events. So where does that leave Punk's goals? How's he supposed to main event WrestleMania when all these spots are taken and he's going to graduate, he's going to leave, contract is up in July? Where's his motivation?
I will say, I read, like, before the show, I googled CM Punk and, like, the news popped up and all the headlines was, like, CM Punk leaving WWE. And the first one I clicked, I think, was, like, Bleacher Report or something like that. And I read a couple sentences and it did say that the Batista thing, CM Punk did not criticize it. Like, but he kind of was like, oh, it's okay that Batista's back.
But it's like, I feel like it's not a criticism on him, they're friends, but it's the creative decision of, like, so it's sort of, you know what I mean? You can't hate him. You can't hate Batista for taking the payday.
Yeah.
But you can get frustrated with people who are, like, not noticing hard work and not giving you even a personal payoff. I feel like if I was a person that's busting my ass in a company and being, like, the man, you know, if I was CM Punk, I would be, if I was Daniel Bryan, I don't know, if I was anyone that who knows that you're the one delivering and you're not getting that respect or that spot again, I would be frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty frustrating.
As a human, I would be frustrated.
Because WWE always, like, favors those big guys, which I get. But then it's also like, well, you have a whole other, like, 50% of the roster that isn't, like, big muscular guys.
Specifically, since you can tell the audience doesn't really care, like, doesn't care about those guys anymore. Or like else Ryback said, would be the biggest person they
it's
have.
It's like an old school way of looking at stuff. You know, like, to so be what like, you, oh, what, this is the carny and this is the big guy.
What do you think of that, though? Is that something that you find is, like, should that be more appealing today? Do you think the audience actually likes the big muscle dudes, or what's going on?
I mean, I think they're definitely, like, oddities, you know? Because it's like I was saying with Batista, it's like, how many guys do you actually know that look like that? There's not probably that many in the world, you know? So, like, it is kind of like, I guess if you're flipping through the channels, you're like, whoa, who's this guy? I mean, I don't really watch wrestling like that, but I'm sure they're trying to bring in, like, new viewers or something, and then they're going to be like, whoa, that guy has a movie out too? You know, like, I don't think like that, but, you know, there's going to be, like, a percentage of the population that's like, oh, this guy has a movie and he's a wrestler, I'm going to check that guy out, Batista. Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's a movie, that must be he's something for real.
Yeah. So, like, I guess there's something to be said for that. But as far, I don't know what the appeal is, really, I mean.
But I feel like, what do you think for, like, today's audience? Do you think they care if someone's, like, as super jacked up like that, or he's a beast?
Well, I think that also, I mean, I don't know if he's using steroids or not, but I remember, like, back in the day, a lot of people were. But I feel like the generation now is smarter to know, like, who's natural and who's not. And I feel like since CM Punk is, like, straight edge, that's, for those of you who don't know him, like, his gimmick is that he's straight edge, and he actually lives that, like, in real life. So he has no alcohol, no drugs. Like, he lives a pretty clean life. And Daniel Bryan is vegetarian. So we have, like, this, like, conscious society now, I feel like, with wrestling, like, just between Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. And that's a little bit, like, opposite of what a traditional wrestler is.
I have heard that CM Punk is actually back to eating meat because he's been sick since September and November.
Oh, okay.
So I guess he wasn't getting those nutrients. I mean, that's one of the things I heard.
What about Daniel Bryan? Is he still vegetarian?
I believe so. I mean, that's another thing that I've been, you know, when just getting deeper into the story that you'd read about, is just CM Punk's burnout, you know? And the thing is, he just took a break, like, after last year's like WrestleMania 2,
well,
and then he's back.
It's a strain on you, because, like, that's another thing I don't know if people realize, but, like, they're traveling probably to, like, would you say 3 locations a week?
Probably even more.
Maybe more. And it's like, they're always on the road, and then they'll do a show, so and then they leave when the show's gone.
Monday, Tuesday, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Like a trap, and they have a pay-per-view, so that's the travel, you know, every week. Traveling, not just like in one space.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty rough on you.
And Punk said he's been nonstop for over 10 years of doing that, from the indies all the way up to today. So that could be another reason why, if you don't have your, if you're not getting your goal that you dreamed of, that you wanted since the beginning, and you know, then sort of you're just like, well, fuck it then. You know, they've already jacked me around.
Maybe
enough as
he
it is.
Feels like he reached his point, and like, what else can he do in the WWE? And then maybe he's like, I feel like he likes wrestling a lot, that I don't think he would like quit it forever, you know? Yeah. Like, maybe he'll take a break, we'll see. But like, I feel like, what if he like just went and did ROH?
I mean, he'd be welcomed. If
he did ROH, ROH would blow up to like a bigger thing, I feel like.
And
people would start paying attention to indie wrestling.
One of the real questions is for us and for both of you and the whole rest of the world is this real or is this a work?
I don't know. I feel like time needs to tell. I feel like if it's a...
But what do you think?
Okay, here's the deal. So if he like announces retirement... Are his shirts still on WWE?
Well, that's the thing that
to sell.
They said like one of the news bits was WWE unfollows CM Punk on Twitter.
Oh, really? Huh.
What does that mean, though? Why do you have to unfollow?
They're just generating like, oh, we're breaking up. It's like a kind of elementary
thing.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. When I heard that, I was like, all right, that sort of seems like something that's a work.
Okay, here's the deal. I didn't know about that. So here's the thing. I think it's either two sides of the spectrum. One is that something major happened and CM Punk's just like, goodbye, and I'm never coming back. You know, like, he's just like, I'm done with you. You know, like, I don't know what it was, but it had to be something major. Because he's, you know, giving up a big career. I mean, granted, he probably has saved his money, hopefully, properly.
Yeah.
And all that, so it's not like he's going to be on the streets or something like that. Like, he's well off for the rest of his life, probably, if he saved properly.
That's what I hear that he has, that he doesn't really need it.
Yeah, so, like, there's that. But on top of that, it's like, you know, he is, like, on one of the main people in WWF or WWE. So, like, why... Like he is giving up a big piece of something either way.
Yeah.
Like, even though he might feel like he has nothing left to give or something like that.
And that's what makes...
He's giving up a full career that people would dream of.
Well, you know, it's not like he didn't have it.
I know, but he's still giving up that, you know? So that he obviously had to think about that.
Well, let's think
and
about...
maybe he's just done with it.
But also, if I feel like... And that's warranted. That thought is warranted. But also, as a wrestler, you're going to have to someday.
Yeah, maybe he's protecting himself.
So it's like, do you give it up before you just get more messed up? Or do you, and less torment, you know what I mean? Or do you wait till you... Because that's the difference between today's wrestlers and back in the days wrestlers, where they had to... They didn't watch their money. They didn't do that, so they had to keep wrestling. Well, Punk can just depart, you know?
Or do you think he will depart and go to, like, ROH, and then they'll be like, you can do whatever you want. He just has fun wrestling for the rest of his life.
But, like, that's I feel like that's a, and that means, but that, and that's if you think the whole thing is real, if it's really important.
I'm just like, giving that scenario.
But that's the thing. It's like, what side do you think it is? Do you think it's a work or do you think it's a...
Well, the Twitter thing I just found out about, I still feel like I need to gauge more information.
Well, it just came out today as we record this, we're going on that speculation right
now. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's either side of the spectrum. It's either effed up.
It is, but what
do
you?
Goodbye.
It is, but what do you think?
They're planning it.
It is, but you have to take a stand on your thought. If you can hear it right now, is it a work, or is it real?
You know what? My first reaction was that it was real, but now I think it's a work.
Why is that?
Because like.
That's what Danny said. He goes when Danny.
What did Danny
say? When I reposted that and I said. On my Facebook, on the Joe Carabello Facebook, and they put, I did a link to the article on Lords of Pain, And then I put the title was CM Punk done? Question mark. And then at the very end, Danny goes, shoot promo, bruh. Shoot promo, bruh. And I answered back with, my life is a shoot promo. But you know what that is? It's pretty much the same thing as he did with when his infamous his famous Monday Night Raw with the pipe bomb.
With the high coat cabana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, basically, they'll, like, I feel like them not following him on Facebook is kind of infantile. But, like, maybe they're like, oh, we're going to make all these 13-year-olds believe that this is, like, a battle.
Because that's sort of like, no, I, because when you unfollow someone, that's almost, that's always like, I hate you, you know? I don't want to talk to you again.
Yeah, so think about it that way, like, I mean, they probably have some person running their social media. Like, they would have had to been told to be like, hey, unfollow Punk.
Yeah. See, I...
Or maybe, like, something major... That's the other side of it, though, is, like, maybe something majorly happened and Vince is, like, so furious that he's just like, unfollow Punk.
Well, it's like that, but, you know, Punk was the one who told Vince, like, what's up with these rewrites? From what I hear, from what's speculated, they go like, well, it doesn't seem like you guys have anything going. I'm going home. Because why waste my time?
Okay, here's another thing. Recently, I listened to WTF podcast, and I was going back in the archives, and I went all the way back to November of 2013, because I guess I didn't realize that CM Punk was actually being interviewed then.
Yeah.
And I just listened to that episode, like, last week. And he did say, like, they're like, well, how, he was like, well, how is your relationship with Vince? And then CM Punk was like, well, back in the day, it wasn't very good at all. But he's like, but now we're friends. Like, we know how the business works and we can work together and yeah, blah, blah. So, like, when was that? 3 months ago?
Yeah.
So 3 months ago, they were friends. So that was
November, right?
Yeah.
So that was almost during, when he talked about that, that was during that time, if he said today that he was, like, even sick, like, he wasn't feeling good.
So, you know what? It's one of those things.
I was surprised that came out on my birthday, too.
Yeah, you can, like, speculate. That's a
birthday present. Good birthday present.
You can speculate all you want, but we don't know. I mean, what do you want to happen? I actually think it would be cool if it was a work.
Well, that's what I'm talking about here. It's not, we're trying to get the speculation, and then we're also trying to think of what we want.
But if you think about it, it's actually really brilliant, because we're talking about it, and we're thinking about it.
That's what I'm thinking. It's right now, because my honest thoughts are this. When I first heard it, and this is just going off on today's things. And, like, you know, I'm probably not going to type this out on Facebook, so if people care, they can listen to this. But my thoughts are this, and we'll probably change next week when we find out more. I think right now, like everyone knows, after Royal Rumble is the road to WrestleMania. Royal Rumble starts the road to WrestleMania. If you think about it right now, we have Total Divas, another avenue, right, to create content that's not on WWE Network. You have all these other avenues of creating content for the WWE that I find this to be absolute, like, when you think about it, it's another view. This is another way of working the audience. Just like how Triple H responded to how the crowd didn't like how the WrestleMania came about. So, and I wasn't honest. I thought it was a shoot. I thought it was real until I read that the WWE unfollowed CM Punk. And that is the moment where I single-handedly thought, this is a fucking work. And I can honestly tell you that, because you know why? That's true. Why the fuck is that? Why do you have to... that is the biggest thing. I was like...
Did they announce it? They're like...
They didn't announce we've unfollowed him. That's something that people noticed. Like, they've unfollowed Punk. But here's the thing. Who's the best right now at being in touch with the media, social network, like everything?
WWE
knows that. They know the fucking audience.
And they know, like, those, like, 14-year-old boys are going to be like, oh my God, they unfollowed Punk.
And that's another, or at 14-year-old boys to 49-year-old boys,
yeah,
you know? And that's the thing that I feel like right now we're either in, like, the most genius position of the WWE, like the most genius creativeness that's happening, or we're all blinded by it and we are really in the worst time of WWE to actually, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's like, well, you clearly can't see, like, do you honestly, it's one thing. It's like, you, so you don't believe that Daniel Bryan is the most over person in the audience? You do not see that? My head is like, of course they fucking see that, but you, I feel like in this day and age, you can't recycle the same shit.
Well, the thing is like, the fans aren't getting what they want because Daniel Bryan and CM Punk aren't at the, like, top guy level,
which is the perfect heel.
But then, I think that WWE, as annoying as they are with it, like, they're actually pretty brilliant about it.
Because let's think about it. Let's think about if this is a giant brilliant plan. You have a show that must captivate on all levels year out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm looking at that and I'm like, did they actually just find a way to break the wall?
It's like the crush that you have on a person that you can't get just yet. You know, like, you're still trying to talk to them and stuff and, like, get them to notice you. That's how I feel like is with the WWE fans. They're like, oh, we want Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. But then, like, they're like, oh, we know, but we're not going to let you have it
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, you can't, because I feel like at this point, and we can't, you can't, like, I feel like today's audience, since they're so aware, since they're marks, like, I'm a mark, everyone's a mark, but, like, you have to find new ways to, like, involve them. And what better way than, like, well, you know wrestling's fake, right? Well, it's like, let's, why don't we attack you at that core of making you, attacking you at the section that you think is real?
Yeah.
Because I feel at this point, I actually feel like there's a lot of sources in the WWE that's leaking information, that's supposedly leaking information. You know what I mean? To everyone
else. It's
really
not a leak. It's like a press release.
No, there's like not a press release.
No,
but like,
do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not a traditional press release, but by doing little leaks like that, it's like they're messing with people.
So this could be absolutely because like people have been talking this hype since since when CM Punk first was talking about leaving.
But then you're always gonna get those people that don't fully get it yet, and they're gonna be like, man, like all of these other guys are getting pushed, but not CM Punk. But then. CM Punk's getting pushed in
It's
a different direction. It's like before its time. It's not a traditional way of doing it.
This is like, because you know, like a lot of times people get caught up watching, when you watch a movie when you watch like a Woody Allen movie or something, and all the people can think about is like, oh yeah, but you know him and the daughter and shit like that. It's like, they've, in a way, if this is actually true, and if this would be a genius way, but they've actually been able to now write the television show storylines and write the fucking real life storylines and have them going. It's like this, you work this double viral marketing that's happening, you know what I mean?
And also it's interesting that like Vince McMahon in a way is like using CM Punk's grievances to like get more rich.
Yeah, well, everyone's thinking that.
But
like everyone has to be in on it. They have to have a meeting. What if in that meeting, you know, because usually when these big surprises happen, it's like, because you've heard it before, like the only people who were in on this storyline or this ending was Punk, Rock, and Vince McMahon. You know what I mean? So all those people can just fucking work everybody. Even like their own, even the own people. That's what makes professional wrestling awesome when it's actually done.
But also, it's pretty amazing that, so I haven't been on the WWE store, but how much you want to bet that their increase in t-shirt sales for Punk went up today?
Which is genius.
Because people were like, oh my god, CM Punk's leaving, and then they'll like be like, I've really always wanted a CM Punk shirt, but I never went around to getting it, but I should get it now, and I'll check and see if they still have them. And then they go online, oh yeah, they still have CM Punk shirts, oh, I better get it because he just retired or whatever. How much you want to bet seriously that their numbers went up today?
Numbers spiked. Because they didn't say they're stopping making them.
I really would bet. I would be willing to bet that their sales went majorly up.
And the thing is though, WWE announced that they've just pulled him from all upcoming shows. You know,
so
everything's,
basically they're
everything's
like Crispin Walling.
Everything's up. You know, everything's up in the air. He's not. You know, TMZ says he's never returning. You know what I mean? So it's like you have things that are working. And what if this works out perfectly? It really means that the stuff that they messed up with the Summer of Punk before. How when he left the first time, and you had that like 2 weeks of him like running rampant outside of WWE. Now we can all speculate again if that's going to happen. What if he does show up at different places? You know what I mean?
He show up at?
Anywhere. He can show up at a UFC event. Will be now more hyped, because the thing is this: he didn't at this situation in this way, he didn't like just like, oh, I'm going on a break, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't say, oh, I'm going on a break.
He says he's gone and never coming back.
He says, I'm never and not coming back. I'm walking out of the company. That's some dramatic shit. So at that point, all you said was like, you know, I'm leaving. I'm not coming back. I'm going home. You know, as opposed to be like, all right, I'm going to take a break after this one. Because when he took a break after losing to The Undertaker, that was fine. He was gone for like several months. You know what I mean? He took a break. But then what's dangerous here is you have Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and you have WrestleMania. So you have like 2 months, and then you have also the WWE Network. So it's almost like they're working all angles. If this is what's happening, this is a fucking genius thing. And also it's dangerous because, you know, it's also dangerous because what if it's real? What if Punk just really just walked out, you know?
But also, like, honestly, I feel like it would be a major mistake of Punk to walk out right before WWE Network. That's why I think it's planned. It has to be.
But what if it's not? What if it's not?
Then I'll be surprised. Then I'll be like, why did you walk away from all that, Punk? You had a lot of good things going for you.
So, like, in a way, it's like we want it to be a work. So we can see what he can do. Because now, like, what if they devise this side story? It's like, listen, you're tired. You don't feel like being on a show. Well, let's make that into the story. You're walking out on us. And then you show up. And he's like, well, we already did that, Vince. Well, let's do it for real this time. You know? Because we already have Daniel Bryan can hold it up here, but we can still build you again. I don't know. It might be something. Because you saw how fast they changed storylines before. Because now they can easily change some shit.
Yeah, like I thought that they would keep Daniel Bryan with the Wyatt brothers or Wyatt family more. Like, he was only there for like a week.
Yeah.
I thought that they would have him there for like at least a month.
And it's obvious things, you know, he's tired. There's an obvious motivation for him not wanting to wrestle on work, you know?
Yeah, and that totally makes sense. And like, that's why I do believe it. That's why I'm like, oh yeah, he would leave.
And also,
it totally makes sense why he's been jacked around so long.
Yeah,
that he does want to be like, screw you, I'm out. But now I bet he's in cahoots with Vince.
But like, you know, I don't want to believe that's work because I want to believe that it's real and I want to see where it goes. You know what I mean? I want both. I want to believe. I want to suspend my disbelief to believe that it's real, that he walked out, and to see what happens there. But in the heart of hearts, I want to know, you know, it's like watching a movie, but now it's like in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like if he really did leave, I feel like people would be like really sad about it.
Yeah.
Like once it sunk in. I mean, do you think that he would go to an indie fed like ROH, or he would just straight up retire?
Well, I don't think you're allowed to.
At all.
If he did leave and his contract is up, you sort of have that 90 days no complete clause anyway.
Well, it's only 90 days, so that's 3 months.
Yeah, but that's after WrestleMania.
I know, but can't he, like, let's say he...
You can't show up on any TV or any promotional or anything like that. Anything that's competing.
Yeah, but he can wait 3 months.
That's after WrestleMania. So, yeah, he can. But his contract is up in July. So then you have July. So it's July, August, September, November. So then you have November 2014 to show up anywhere if you wanted to.
Do you think he's the type of personality to, like, just never wrestle again?
Sure, why not?
Because, like, what was his last match then?
His last match was the Royal Rumble.
Okay, so then
he got eliminated by Kane.
And then that's it.
And that's it.
Do you think
that Punk... He got choke slammed and then disappeared.
Do you think that Punk would actually, like, go out with that?
No.
That's why I don't think that he...
But that's the thing.
That's another reason why.
But that's another reason why he should walk, because he wasn't... He's not able to get that WrestleMania main event that he wanted.
That makes sense. So that does... Like, I can understand, like, all of his grievances. So
every
I totally
part of
get
this,
that.
Every part of this could work.
But
you know
I
mean?
But like, knowing how serious Punk is about his career and wrestling and everything...
Yeah.
I don't think he would want to quit on that type of note. I feel like he would want a spectacle. He would want to be like, this is my last match, and this is Punk. And he wants, like... The balloons and whatever streamers and all that.
I don't know.
Like,
he's never been about that though.
I feel like he would though.
I feel like he wouldn't.
He would just be like walk out and be like I'm done.
I feel like he'd want to leave as a heel is what I'd say. He'd want to leave as the most hated man there because he's taking so much pride in being the most. Because here's how it is. Yeah. Here's how it is. Your match, you leave as the biggest heel possible, and then the next day during the party, you leave as the biggest heel. And then the actual party, you're the most famous and happiest person there. You know, that's how I feel it is.
But don't you feel like... I feel like when almost anybody retires, they do want to have some type of party. They don't want to
just
like
get... Yeah, but not as your match.
Pulled out by Kane and then they're like, okay, I'm going now.
Yeah, but not your match. You want to... I feel like as a wrestler, you want your final match to be the culmination of your character. You know what I mean? And to me, Punk's best stuff was as a heel. So I want to go... If he's going to go out, maybe this is like this... A different heel Punk coming out. You know what I mean? Because him walking out does seem sort of asshole-ish too.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I'm out of here then. Oh, you're ungrateful.
Or like a little...
I've seen messages of people like, oh, he's so ungrateful just walking out after we've given him so much, you know?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he has, like, too much heart to, like... I mean, I know he likes to act all tough and stuff, but I know...
Tough and stuff.
I know that there's a heart...
Tough and stuff is his name.
Tough and stuff. But I know, like, there's a heart under there, you know? And he loves wrestling, and he would, like, die for the sport, and he, like, just... Like, he gave up so much in his actual life just to do what he's doing and, like, sacrifice everything. So, like, I have a feeling, like, that he just wouldn't leave on that. Unless, like I said, unless there was something major.
Yeah.
That he's just like, I'm out. Peace out. You know?
And that's what I'm hoping.
That could have been a possibility, though. I think it's a work, but still, it's like, what if that did happen? He's just like, bye.
Well, that's what
done
I hope. That's what I'm thinking. The road to WrestleMania always has that moment that gets you psyched for WrestleMania. Always has that angle. You know what I mean? But now I feel like this angle and the Daniel Bryan angle are they're happening on two different hemispheres of types of entertainment.
I think it's great because we don't know, and I don't want to know. I want to kind of know both sides.
You
want to
find out?
Just like I want them to take me on the ride. I don't want to speculate anymore.
Now the biggest bummer, yes, it would be if it's real and it's just like, well, I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all you get.
That's the biggest bummer. But then the payoff, if that's not, then it's just like, oh, he's working on something else. You know, I don't know. But maybe he'll take a month off and then show up after Elimination Chamber during like the network, the 24, the new WWE network, you know, and show up and like hijack that or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's a bad timing to just leave, though, because WWE Network seems like a big opportunity.
Or it's a perfect network to get everyone talking about. More eyes, since CM Punk leaving,
yeah,
more
so
eyes are going to listen.
And that means it's a work.
Well, it doesn't mean it's a work, but maybe it's unfortunate, but no publicity is bad publicity, right?
I'm going to unfollow you on Twitter. I'm going to cause some controversy.
That was the turning point for me. Before I heard that, I was like, oh, man, he's fucking gone. Wait a minute. You know what I mean? That was like the little like one nudge that made me second guess what's happening to all that, you know?
It's funny because like they unfollow him on Twitter, but then probably like every 15 minutes they're checking his Twitter feed.
Yeah. WWE may...
It's not like they're not checking his Twitter feed.
WWE may have unfollowed him, but that doesn't mean like 20 different other millions of employees are not following him, keeping track.
Yeah.
CM Punk did say like, thanks for remembering, guys. You guys are cool. I dig that. Like as a good, I guess a goodbye or whatever.
No.
I don't know. We'll find out. I guess we're gonna find out. So what was the question?
Tense.
How was I gonna die? How do I want to die?
Yeah.
I would like to die as a revolutionary. It's better to die on my feet than die on my knees. And that's what I'm. That's what I'd like to. That's how I'd want to die.
But how do you
want to
go?
I want to die on my feet.
Like by how?
Well,
I don't know what's the easiest way to die. I think it's just like in your sleep.
Easiest way to die is die by age. But like, I don't want to be like I'm too old to do anything. I'm just gonna die. You know what I mean?
It actually frightens me because a lot of people are saying that like our generation's gonna live like very long, but like. I know after a certain point there's only kind of so much you can do, but I don't want to spend like an additional like 15 years of like just sitting around like decrepit. You know, like
I'd rather, if I'm going to die, I'd like to die for a cause then. I always see myself doing that. That always seems like the most proper way of doing that. Some sort of cause. You know, maybe I'll get assassinated because people start actually listening to what I say. That would be really dangerous.
What's the cause? Freedom of speech?
No, that's a stupid cause. It's not a stupid cause. What's the cause? I don't know. I mean, I really...
What do you believe in so much that you would die for?
That's a good question. What do I believe in? What do I believe in so much that I would die for?
That would be the cause.
That would be... What would be the cause? It's a good question. Honesty. I would die for honesty. I would die for whatever honesty and whatever cause.
But you didn't say also in like how the death is. Like, is it like...
I would die for standing up for people who can't stand up for themselves. That's how I would die. I would die for being a voice of the voiceless.
Burning, drowning, bullet, sword, knife fight.
I don't know.
There's so many options.
I would not want to die by sword. I know that. So I'm probably going to die by sword. I guess you're always going to die by the way you don't want to die. That always seems to be like the irony of it.
I want to die in my sleep so I don't feel anything and I just float away.
Yes. That's how it is.
Like a cloud will come and pick me up from the bed.
Like all of a sudden a fog erupts and then all of a sudden you're gone?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. You can listen to the Carolyn and Joe Show every single week. A new episode every week at thecarolynandjoeshow.com. Also, check us out
on
iTunes.
www.carolynandjoeshow.com.
You can check us out on WordPress. You can check us out on iTunes. You can check us out on Stitcher Radio. Don't forget to check out our work. JoeCarabello.com. AstrayProductions.com. GoAstray.tumblr.com. And also, check out my new works. We just dropped a new film. Or did we? Yeah, we did. It's called The First Timers. And you can check it out at one-shots.com. Don't forget to check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com. curls-studio.com/sketch4sleep. curls-studio.com/curls. And all that stuff. You can find us on Twitter at Karen Bolesky. And at Astray J. And Facebook, of course. My whole life is a work, Carolyn. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
We will catch you
later.